Hey everyone, this is John Jonas, and I have here with me Dean Soto, and this should be pretty good. This case study that I'm doing with Dean, he's had some really good experience making some good money, outsourcing some stuff, and outsourcing quite a bit of stuff. It's pretty good. This should be very instructional, and I'm excited to have you to do this with Dean. Dean, how you doing?
Good, John.
Good. So I know that you guys can, everyone can see Dean's crazy setup there. He has a very cool setup for doing podcasting for some of the stuff in his business. Is that right?
Yeah. I do a lot of podcasting, and so okay. I kind of go all out.
I love it. I think it's great. I have this. People are always crazy when they come into my office and they see this microphone, you know, and they're like, "Whoa, what do you do?" Like, it's just a microphone. So, okay, let's get into this. Dean has a couple different businesses, a couple different streams of income, and I'd like to talk about them. So let's talk about your let's go through your streams of income first. I know you're making some money from the local business stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You just told me that. Go ahead, talk about that for a second.
Well, basically, I have a lot of streams of income. My main stream is actually I still have my full time job, and so that's my primary stream. And so
full-time job.
Work in the aerospace field doing IT type stuff.
Cool. Okay.
And then I work mainly with local businesses. I actually took your Replace Myself course, used it, loved it. I had used virtual assistants in the past, but from India and from Pakistan, Bangladesh. And basically I ended up kind of almost giving up. But I knew that there was something out there. And then after taking your course, I was like blown away by who I was able to get. So I tried the niche route, which I still do. But as I was doing it, I was like, you know what? I could use this for local businesses. I love developing WordPress websites. And I have a partner that I work with, and we basically build WordPress websites for CPA firms, large nonprofits, and so on. And we'll make pretty good money without much time at all.
Talk to me about that. Talk to me about the money and the time, and we'll get into the outsourcing after that.
Okay, so the big thing with when I started my business, I actually started my business out of necessity because my wife wanted to work. She didn't want to work anymore, and I didn't want her to work either. You know, that was her dream. But living in Southern California with a mortgage, it's pretty impossible, even with a really good paying job. And, you know, if I were to go just off my income from my full-time job, I wouldn't be able to. I just don't make that much. I started my own business, ended up killing myself before outsourcing, working probably an extra 20 to 40 hours a week, trying to fix PCs, trying to build websites and so on. Now that I'm actually doing the outsourcing, through the Philippines, I work as far as the web development stuff. It's probably give or take maybe 10 hours, and that's just in the sales and the marketing of my business. So,
okay, so 10 hours on this web development stuff. And what do you mean web development? What are you doing? What do you do for people?
Okay, so basically we work with like one of our targets is our CPA firms. And so a lot of CPA firms have really outdated websites and don't know how to generate leads, don't know how to bring new clients and customers via social media and blogging and so on. And so we go to these different firms, and whether it's in networking or in other ways, and we go to them and we show them how online they're going to be able to really get a lot more leads at a very reduced price, because a lot of them use direct marketing, a lot of them use through mail, through Yellow Pages still, and so on. So we build, I don't build them. I market it. We close the deal. My designer designs the site, not my designer, I partnered up with another designer. She designs the site. She hands it to me. I hand it to one of my virtual assistants who is awesome. and really handles a lot of the project management. I probably do, as far as project management is concerned, maybe 1 to 2 hours per project.
Sweet. I mean, that's pretty dang good. What are you charging people to do this?
I get 50% off of each website, and we've been charging anywhere between, right now the baseline's between $6,000 and $10,000 per. So the last two have actually been around the 10,000 mark, so I make 5,000 off of that.
Sweet. That's a lot of money, man. Good for you. Any other streams of income?
I do local business SEO, so any really kind of chamber of commerce type businesses where they're not going to pay too much in the way of web development, I'll help them with setting up a quick blog and doing some SEO, and I'll have my virtual assistant do the majority of that. Also have some niche sites that generate maybe, you know, $300 a month, between $300 and $500 a month, and those were actually set up a while back, which is cool for my virtual assistant. I have that. I do some consulting, workshops. I speak at different workshops, and I sell a couple of different products and stuff.
Sweet. Okay. So you got a bunch of stuff going. Let's talk about the outsourcing. I can see that a lot of this stuff you just can't do on your own. There's not time to do it. You have a full-time job. You're making good money on the side. Obviously you've got to have people helping you do this. How many people do you have working for you?
I have two right now. I'm going to hire a third.
Okay.
I have two web developers, and my designer partner wants to hire a designer because she wants to offload a lot of that work as well.
She wants to replace herself. I completely understand that.
Yeah, pretty much.
How much do you pay them?
Well, I would think that I'm pretty generous. My senior developer, I pay him $400.
No, we did not just get
much I make.
Okay, wait. It completely just froze while you're talking. You said I pay $400, and then it froze right there. So you pay $400 to your senior developer. Go from there again.
Okay, so to my senior developer, I pay $400, and but I also give bonuses. So if it's a really big project, I'll pay, anywhere between $200, $100 to start and $100 to end, or maybe even if it's a really big project, $200 to start, $200 to end, or depending on what it is.
That's a big deal. Okay, so you're paying them quite a bit then. Okay. Let's talk about the specific things that they do for you.
I don't know if I got lucky, which maybe I did, but
maybe you did, but everyone I talked to says they got lucky. So, you know.
my senior developer has been instrumental. He is amazing. Actually, they're both named.
That's enough. I don't want to hear any more of their names. Don't talk about names. I never mention names of my people because I don't want anybody hiring them.
Okay, that's true.
They're both good enough generic names. Okay.
He will do everything from client to from project management to developing to actual client-facing work. Where, I went on a trip to Seattle for my full-time job, and I was so nervous because I had clients stuff that had to be done, and I knew I wasn't going to have time to do it. And later that night, one night when I came back, he had actually been talking with one of my clients and saying, okay, this is what's going on. This is, I got this done. You know, how does it look? Give me some feedback, blah, blah, blah. Totally taking over where I couldn't, because he knew I was going to be in Seattle and so on. He took the initiative and really saved my business. My customer loved me after it.
That's sweet, dude. And you know what? I hear from people that think, oh, I don't let my people in the Philippines talk to my customers because I don't want them to know that I'm outsourcing it. And when they find out, they love it. They're thrilled because they know that they're getting a good price. They're getting better work. They're getting better service. You know, okay. So he's talking with your customers. He's building the WordPress sites. You don't have them doing the design work yet, but you're going to be. What other specific things do you have them doing?
Other specific things. Those are the big things. Doing things. Actually, one thing is, and it's still kind of on the same realm, is I just recently finished a really complex problem where they there obviously needed to be some training videos made, and it was either I do them and spend a ton of time doing them, or my virtual assistant do them, and my virtual assistant ended up doing, I would say, probably about 3 hours worth of video, and so I was kind of nervous about that because, you know, you never know. Like you said, you think that maybe your customer is going to hear an accent and think, oh my gosh, I'm getting ripped off and so on. My customer ended up coming back and saying, oh my gosh, your virtual assistant is hilarious. and I loved the videos. Thank you so much. I learned so much. So that was a huge, huge, huge thing.
So they made training, like customer facing training videos for you.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is amazing. It's such a valuable service to my customer too. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So let's talk about your people. How, when you hired them, were they technical? I mean, how technical were they when you hired them?
They were pretty technical. My senior developer actually, he learned a lot. And he continues to learn actually, with WordPress. We started off with WordPress 2.7 and now we're at WordPress 3.1. There were a lot of changes that happened, especially as a custom developer that's happened. You know, I give him time to train. I give him time to learn. On his own, and he goes out and does it. He asks for books. He asks for different things. So I use Amazon Kindle to send him books and stuff and references that he wants. And he learns it all himself. And he actually teaches me about WordPress and about custom content and all this stuff that I'm like, I just don't have time to learn. And he instructs me on how to do stuff like that.
And how about your second person?
Sorry, guy.
No, you're fine. Yeah. Talk about him.
We just hired him. He tends to be a little bit more of the shy developer type. He's really, really, really good. He is technical, but he tends to be a little bit more on the shy side. So I have my senior developer, he kind of manages him and manages projects and so on.
So when you say technical, what kind of skill, when you hired these people, okay, so you're hiring them obviously to do WordPress development. You're doing custom WordPress websites.
Mm-hmm.
What skills were you looking for in hiring these people?
Well, first off, with your course, you taught me the most important thing, which was cool, and that is hiring someone who speaks really, really good English. And had I not, I wouldn't have had someone who could be customer facing like he is, which is extremely huge. So everyone I hire, I always try and get someone who speaks really, really good English because you can't. That's very hard to teach. And then the other thing is, you know, if I need someone who's very, very technical, I hire someone who has those skills as well, but not so much because I think, especially with my senior developer, that they could learn, as long as they have an aptitude to learn some of the technical stuff, he would be able to teach them.
That's my experience too, where there are certain situations where I will definitely hire someone for specific skills. WordPress has never been one of those. I've never hired someone because of their WordPress skills. And yet I see these two things all the time, you know, exactly the opposite of what you just said. People want to hire someone who knows WordPress really well, and people want to hire someone who, whose English, they don't care about the English because they're only going to have them do technical things. you know, and it's okay. And you can find, I mean, I have a really, really great guy that's very technical, very design related. His English isn't perfect. It's still pretty dang good. But, you know, I mean, those are, though, in my experience, and I see this over and over again as I talk to people who are succeeding doing this, they're hiring for English. It's super important.
And then, yeah, without a doubt.
And then the other thing that I love that you said is they learned stuff. They learned new things. And you taught them new things. Now they're teaching you new things. And I get that from my guys now all the time. They teach me stuff all the time because they're doing it, because they're involved, because, you know, because this is what they do 40 hours a week.
Exactly.
Sweet. Okay, anything? Let's talk about the hiring process. When you hired them, how did you do it?
I basically kind of followed your model in Replace Myself. I tend to do everything in writing. Just recently, I hired someone, the recent developer. I did kind of the Skype phone call, but it really wasn't important. I use onlinejobs.ph, and I'll post a job, because I have emailed before different candidates, but it just takes longer to me. So I'll post a job, and people, that, you know, I'll get tons of applicants, and all of them look awesome. Their English is great. Everything looks fantastic. And then what I'll do is I'll email them specific questions, such as, what are your power outages like, which is one thing that you had on your blog. Another thing was what I would do with WordPress, especially with WordPress, I would ask a question such as, what do you think is the biggest difference between WordPress 2.7 and 3.1? Something that they can't really, you know, something where they have to think, and I'll tell them, only give me between 2 and 4 sentences.
That's
so they have to paraphrase it.
That's a super difficult tech. I don't know. That's a technical question. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's part for the technical, but it's also part for the English, because I've noticed that as soon as you respond, a lot of them, they have this great English on their initial email, and then the next response you get is super broken.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, well, not exactly what I was expecting. But
that's great advice. That's fantastic advice. Have them answer some questions that are different. Okay.
And where they can't just copy and paste it out of somewhere. And I see that really, to me, weeds out a lot of the people who don't speak English. Not that it's not that that's a bad thing. It's just that's not what I want. I want someone who speaks English.
Great.
Very well.
I love it. Okay. What else? What else do you do when you're hiring someone? What kind of skills are you looking for? What specific skills are you looking for? Are you looking for PHP? Because that's what WordPress is written in. What are you looking for?
Yeah, PHP. PHP, MySQL, Ajax, a lot of the stuff that's used predominantly now for more of the higher end websites, because I can't with my customers, they want something that's going to look, I mean, absolutely high quality. And so definitely looking for that. And so what I'll do is I'll hire them on a month trial. I'll give them a small project like this latest one. Give them the Chamber of Commerce type projects, where it's really, really low cost project, but it does have things such as being able to do an Ajax opt-in forms and stuff like that. So give them a month's trial, and then after a month, I'll give them access to my Google Apps and so on, and move on from there.
Okay, so this is really good for people. If you're hiring someone technical, MySQL or WordPress uses PHP and MySQL and Ajax. Those are the three skills that really, you know, someone knows Ajax, they know JavaScript, they know HTML, they know CSS. Whether they're a designer or not, different story, but at least they know the technical pieces that are required, which are PHP, PHP and MySQL are the two big ones. Ajax is another really good one to know. So that's really good advice.
Yeah, the good thing about that too is, you know, WordPress might not always be around, but those languages most likely will, so they can move from thing to thing to thing.
Totally. So you mentioned you'll have them work for a month, and then you'll give them your access to your Google Docs site, something.
Yeah.
Talk about what do you use it for? What is it?
Google Apps, it allows me to not just use a Gmail account, but actually use my business account and put them in, give them a business address. So it looks more professional. So if they have to communicate with my customers, it's, you know, joe@mybusiness.com.
Right.
And so they have that. It's also an area where if they need to do, like, for example, my senior developer created a standard operating procedure for building a lot of our sites, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel every site that we make. So he created a document that says, make sure to do this for all of our sites, and then build off of that. And which is really cool to me, because then things get done faster and I make more revenue.
And you make sure that everything's getting done.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And so they have access to my calendar. I have access to their calendar. They could have access to my email and send emails on my behalf if they wanted to. They have access to basically everything that I have, and so it allows me to let go if I need to. So that's one way of managing projects, but also just kind of maintaining the integrity of business as a whole.
I love it. How do you manage the projects with them? How do you deal with it? Do you use a project management system? Do you use email? What do you do?
Basecamp.
Basecamp. Okay.
Use Basecamp. Because I found, I've tried a bunch of different ones, but I use Basecamp because it tends to be the easiest for my customers. Technically wise, my virtual assistants would be able to use whatever, and I would be able to use that whatever, but my customers just find it easier to use Basecamp. And it works well.
Sweet. Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I was successful.
Great. Okay. Wow. I had some other questions for you.
Sorry.
My mind's just blank.
Yeah.
Anything, do you have any, what things have you learned as you've done this? Maybe you learned that were different than what you originally thought, or maybe they were different for you than what I talk about. Because, you know, as I've talked with people, I realize, you know, there's lots of different ways to do things. And my way is not necessarily the best way. It's just my way, and it works for me. For example, you post jobs. I never post jobs. And I've talked to a couple other people recently who say, you know, one or the other, either posting a job doesn't work for them and they don't like it, or emailing people doesn't work for them and they don't like it. What other things have you learned that you could talk about, that you could help with?
I would, you know, honestly, I would say, you know, one, you have to actually execute and try something. I found that even with using Replace Myself, I have a harder time doing things that I thought I would do, such as like building niche sites. That's one thing I actually really wanted to do, was build niche sites. But I'm good at dealing with customers. I'm good at sales. I'm good at project management. And so after playing around with things, you know, I used the stuff that you taught and just synthesized it with the stuff that I knew how to do. And to me, it was more lucrative to do it that way. And now I can work on the stuff like the niche sites while my infrastructure for my web developer stuff is pretty much set and giving me good recurring income. I can work on those other things. As far as doing, you know, you just have to do what you're comfortable with. And that's what I'm comfortable with. And there's always ways to either save time or make revenue. And you just have to go with what you're good at.
So I like that. Build a team with your current resources. Build a team of people doing what you do best, doing what you're really good at. And, you know, today I talk all the time about local business marketing is the easiest way to make money. It's easier than anything else out there. And if you can build a team doing that and then move into the more passive, you know, things that are more passive, awesome. Now that you have a team built, they paid for themselves, you've made money doing it, and now you can start moving on to more passive things without that difficulty. You know?
Yep.
So I think,
yep. Oh, totally.
That's
totally
really
good advice. And it motivates you when you see when you're starting to see revenue coming in and you're not doing as much work as you, and it's not about not doing work. It's just as, to me, I always liken it to, you know, you see a CEO of a huge corporation. They're not going to be the ones that are writing code. They're not going to be the ones that are, you know, doing little reports and so on. They're the ones who are leading and moving your business forward. So if you're good at offline marketing, if you're good at online marketing, niche marketing, products, and so on, and if that's what you're good at, if you can strategize, because when you outsource, they're not going to be making business decisions for you. So you have to make the business decisions. You have to be the CEO, just like with a large aerospace company or Microsoft or Google, there has to be someone who is leading.
That's great. I love it. Thank you. I mean, we've gone 26 minutes and I've learned some good stuff, and this has been great. I think we can probably end. Any last words that you want to add? Any pieces of advice? Any last thing before we finish?
Honestly, it's not like a plug or anything. I don't get anything from it. Replace myself has been awesome. And, it's the way it's going to be. So the faster you jump in and start taking advantage of the technology that allows you to outsource and start really leveraging some really talented and awesome, you know, for me, my virtual assistants are my friends, and we talk pretty much every day and we joke around and so on. The relationships that you build that also allow you to own your own business and move your business forward and to be an entrepreneur. There's never been a better time than now to do it. So.
I love it. It's perfect. Thanks, Dean. Thanks for being here. Thanks for talking about this. Thanks for describing your business. Thanks for telling us how you're succeeding and giving us advice. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, John.